Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Pete.
And Mark.
Pete Ayer is with us on our third microphone tonight. A little unusual to have a guest in throughout the entire show on Free Talk Live Saturday edition, but we're doing it because I think Liberty on Tour is that important. You guys are getting ready to kick off Liberty on Tour here in the next couple days. Monday morning, you're heading out in MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. People can see MARV if they head over to libertyontour.com. And you're going to be touring around the country, going from different city to different city around the United States, all across, all the way out to the West Coast.
That's right, yeah. We're going to be going out in the West Coast of San Diego, and then back around Vegas, Phoenix, Austin, New Orleans.
All the way down to Miami.
So Atlanta, Miami. Yeah.
Starting here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, as the home base, and then going around the country for 13 weeks, meeting up with all kinds of liberty-oriented people and doing, getting involved in whatever activism scenes there are in those different cities.
Right,
well.
Yeah, that's why we really could use your help. You know, it's just myself and Adam. We're just two guys, and we really rely on people's leads and feedback. So if you guys, if you have any ideas of what we should cover in your town, if we're coming through there, whether it's a story that could, you know, deal with a voluntarist perspective, you know, one that's been overshadowed that shows like the harms governments cause, or, you know, something that's going on today, or, you know, some activism that's going on, we could really use some leads, and so we could put out some good content.
Go to libertyontour.com. There's a contact information available there.
Correct.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We're going to take your phone calls. Robert's been waiting patiently. We started out talking about the return of the draft. They're going to call it national service. I consider it national slavery. That parlayed into a conversation just about the federal government in general. And, Robert, you'd asked a question before we went away there in the last hour about, and let me see if I'm recapping correctly, what should the federal government do? Is that your question?
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys holding me on the line over the hour break there. And I think you had asked what programs I interested. You noted the word programs in there, and maybe I'm off base here. I don't think the federal government should be involved in any programs per se.
Okay, so you don't have any favorite government program? That was my question to you.
I can't think of one. I mean, I was thinking about it for the last 10 minutes while you asked.
Yeah, that tends to be people's response to the question.
I kind of like NPR and the space program. If you know, the space program's fun. People flying around up in the space and stuff.
Except it's really expensive, and they spend way too much on every single thing that they do, and there's so many failures that it's embarrassing.
But about NPR? It's great. They'll like have a goat.
And I don't know if NPR is great. I never listened to it.
If there's a demand there, it'll exist.
Right. Well, didn't you say that NPR was now like 10% funded by government?
Yeah, it's like a 10%, 11%, 9% thereabouts. So it's only a tenth of their funding actually comes from the government. They don't need the government. They're probably the biggest success story the government can really tout. They actually created something that is now so demanded that people are paying for it.
So that's the reason I asked you the question, Robert, was just kind of turn it back around on you to see what your answer would be. I agree with you. I have no love for the federal government or any government in any of their programs. But let me get Pete to answer your question about what should the federal government do, Pete.
I don't believe, you know, any form, any institution, organized body outside yourself that you haven't already granted authority to has a right to, restrict your choices. And that's essentially what governments do, whether it's at the local, state, or national level. They create entry barriers, regulations, taxes, you know, fines, this and that. So for me, I don't know, once if I think earlier you said, you know, you're like an ultra small government person, but, you know, who defines what that entails? Who defines what a small government can do? If you allow
the Constitution?
No, well, if you allow for this organization to exist, if you grant that a group of people has the right to steal money from you, has a legitimate right to use monopoly, then like what if everybody else wants to use the government in ways that you don't want to use it for, and then, you know, since you've already bought in, you're legitimizing it, and then they're going to take your money and spend it in ways you don't want, that you may feel are immoral even.
Yeah, no, I understand your point. Maybe a more practical real life example would be a good one. What about imprisonment of dangerous criminals? I'll use pedophiles, convicted sex offenders of, let's say, children under the age of 5 years.
I don't think you need a $3 trillion federal government to imprison dangerous people.
But we're not in disagreement there. So you guys would agree that I don't know if it's a federal or state role. I'm not sure. Probably more of a local role there, but some government entity needs to be in control of that.
Let me agree. Well, I think I do, but let me point it out to you in a way that might be a little different than what you've thought of in the past. Okay, Robert.
All right.
Now, first off, I'd have to say that the Constitution is in play and the federal government is abiding by the Constitution. The Constitution says the Supreme Court is the body that interprets the Constitution. They've interpreted it the way they've interpreted it. It doesn't matter what it says. If the Constitution said if the sky was orange, then in fact, the Supreme Court agreed that it said that the sky was orange, the sky would be orange. So the Constitution is totally sanctifies this government that we have. Now, let me tell you about what I think as far as government goes. And I don't think this is something that can come out in a day. But you know that there's times in history when people were killed for their religion. For instance, the Calvinists in England, they came over here to escape oppression. And then, of course, when the Quakers came over, the Calvinists killed them. But, you know, I mean, there's been different times in human history when people couldn't even imagine the idea of two religions coexisting in the same geographic area. But now they do, right? Like, we're all different denominations and religions, and somehow or another we don't hang each other, right?
Okay.
So imagine for a second the idea that I could have a governing body. We'll call that governing body New Hampshire. And then I could take that governing body with me on a global basis, or let's just say inside the area of the United States, and I would actually know what the rules were where I was. Because you could go, say, to Wyoming and have a gun on you and not realize that it's illegal there. Actually,
illegal in Wyoming.
Yeah, more like Illinois. You could go to Illinois and wouldn't even know that you're breaking the law. So imagine instead of governing bodies being attached to geopolitical land masses, them actually you choosing which one you want to have.
But that seems like it would lead to chaos, and I'm
that's
not
what
trying
that's probably what the Calvinists said with the that's exactly what the Calvinists said with the Quakers, right? They said we can't have these peculiar people running around with their religion messing things up. Yeah, government would have to be more nimble and would have to satisfy the individual much better than it does now. But I do think that you're always going to have people locking up people that are pedophiles and raping children and things like that.
That leads me into my answer here, because mine's going to be different from Mark's. He likes this idea of the computing government model. I think it's still too confusing. I think that I'm more in line with what Pete has to say, and that is that there is no use whatsoever to the federal government or state governments or any sort of group of men and women out there calling themselves your protectors or your government, etc. They're nothing more than a group of strangers that are attempting to enforce their way on you through the threat of violence. They're trying to get you to do what you don't want to do, or to get you to not do what you do want to do, and to get you to hand over as much of the money that you earn as they can possibly extract from you without you having without a revolt on their hands. So I am in no way in favor of these coercive monopolies calling themselves governments out there. What I am in favor of is the free marketplace and freedom and individuals being able to decide to live their lives how they want, individuals being able to decide how to spend or save or give away the money that they earn. And I think that in the marketplace, what you'll end up seeing happen with like your pedophile example is that people that want protection services will be provided those protection services, whether it ends up being a group of competing agencies calling themselves government, but they're actually competing on some sort of consensual basis, as Mark was sort of explaining there, or whether they call themselves, you know, Joe's Policing Service or whatever. You would have different organizations out there of people who voluntarily come together, consensually come together for a common purpose in the marketplace in search of a profit to offer a service, or maybe charitably, to offer a service or a product. In this case, it would be the service of protection, or the service of justice, or the service of you fill in the blank of whatever government's so-called service they're currently providing and doing a crappy job of it. I would suggest to you
and forcing you to pay for it.
Yeah, that the marketplace could do whatever it is that the government does better and cheaper, and it would be consensual.
That said, I'll take more freedom over less.
Go ahead, say again.
So you would advocate that even in the case of locking down, let's just say, the border in Arizona?
Well, if you are a private property owner and you want to lock down your private property's borders, then that's your business, and you can hire whoever you want to do that. I, for instance, want to have freedom, so I would like people who would like to come be able to rent from me or work from me to be able to do that, and I'm not interested in keeping those people out. So in the marketplace, you would get to put as much security up on your private property, and you and your friends that really want a lot of security would be able to have that stuff. And I thank you for the call, and I wouldn't be forced to pay for it. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The If Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show and chat with other listeners all at the same time. The chat room built into the CAM page, and it's all free, so just go to cam.freetalklive.com. Well, it's free to you. Of course, it still costs money to operate a website, and thankfully we've got great sponsors like memorydealers.com to back up the CAM page.
That's right. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there at up to 99% off of list price. Yeah, they even do customized solutions for your transceiver requirements. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to Carol, listening in Stuart. Carol, you're on Free Talk Live, Stuart, Florida. Carol?
Yes, I'm a first-time caller. I happened to pick up your station in Anglesey, New Jersey. I'm a taxpayer in two states, Florida and New Jersey.
Wait, are you listening in New Jersey or are you in Florida tonight?
I'm listening in New Jersey.
Oh, okay, so you must be listening to WGMD FM. All right, go ahead.
I am listening to your station. I happen to be in New Jersey.
Yes, go right ahead with your thoughts.
What I wanted to say is I am very much a liberal. A conservative. I'm very much in favor of certain things, like I'm not really wild about the draft, but I have reasons for which I think it's good. I come from a military family. My dad's a war hero, recently died 2 years ago. He's buried at Arlington Cemetery. What the people don't realize is how much a military family gives up. We lived overseas for many, many years, up until my freshman year of college, and my dad later became an advisor to the embassy in Germany. We had a wonderful life, but we did have to move around and give up a lot. We considered ourselves ambassadors to the free world. What I wanted to say was we have a lot of unemployed young men. They don't work. They don't want to work. They live off welfare. And we have young women the same way. And
it's really hard for a young man to get welfare, just so you know. I mean, very difficult. I know that that's what people portray it as, but if they use welfare, they're usually getting it from a girlfriend, and they're kind of leeching off of them.
Young girlfriends who have, like, you know, many children, and they've been fathered, you know, several girls.
It happens.
Anyway, what I'd like to say is they would be perfect, and they would contribute something to their country, and they would have training, so they do have jobs.
Well, training for what? If I could jump in, I think the cause of these problems you talk about, unemployment, are oftentimes created and exacerbated by government. I mean, you have minimum wage laws that create unemployment. You have occupational
small government,
but a huge military, right?
Only because we were volunteer our family, and my dad served in the Second World War, Korean, and we were in Puerto Rico protecting, and then later protected the canal zone, which Mr. Clinton gave
now,
away.
In your small
Chinese.
Government, I'm just curious, in your small government, Carol, how many countries would your military, your ideal military, be occupying?
They wouldn't be occupying many, because I feel like the country should take care of themselves. We spend too much money.
Seems like a step in the right direction. But why, if you believe in a small government, why do you still believe in a federal government?
I don't really believe in a federal government. I just think that the draft would help, you know, our young people, and it would have some place.
If that's the case, then why not take that view to its logical conclusion?
The ROTC program and the volunteer program.
Go ahead, Pete.
I was just going to say, why not take its view to its logical conclusion? I mean, if getting more people involved in the military is a good thing, then why not increase the stipends for being involved in the military? You know, I mean, why not lower the restrictions for people to get in the military and just create? I mean, when you have a military, the incentive is to use it.
I agree that they should lower the standards, but they have to be able to read and write. And I also agree that military people aren't paid enough. And I also believe the senators and congressmen should stay out of it. None of them serve.
Makes you think so? Why is it? Here's what really bothers me about what you're saying. I mean, I'm all in favor of less government. That's great and all. The closer we can get to zero, I'm in favor of. But what makes you think that it's okay to force people to do things against their will because you believe it's best for them?
No, I don't believe in forcing them. I'm just saying that.
Oh, well, wait a minute. What happens when you don't go to the draft board?
Well, what she's really saying, she's not saying she supports the draft as much as she's saying that she thinks the military can be good for some young men.
For young people.
But you said you support the draft.
Well, in the sense that they, like you said, lower the standards. I guess I used the wrong word.
Huh.
You know,
okay.
I do think it can be helpful, but it should be a choice.
Okay, now, can I also have the choice to not pay for the military at all?
I agree.
You're saying I should have that choice?
We have somebody to protect our borders. We have somebody protect...
Can I have the choice to not pay for those somebodies? Can I have the choice to not pay for any of the federal government?
Well, yes.
Thank goodness. You are great. I appreciate that call. Thank you very much, Carol. 1-800-259-9231. Anybody that's willing to set me free of this supposed obligation to fund this criminal gang known as the federal government, you're a friend of mine. Thank you very much. I appreciate you not advocating that I be thrown in a jail cell for not paying these criminals in Washington, D.C., because I have no interest in being a part of their organization or funding their organization at all.
I do think that you would have organizations that have, sort of these meat-eating killers, as it were. The military guys would have places to go that would, they would get their discipline, and they would, in fact, be sort of working in the marketplace. So maybe they would be training local militias to be more effective. Maybe they would work for larger organizations that would, go out and try to keep peace around the world. I don't know.
Be a mercenary or something. That's possible.
Sure. The U.S. military is not all of a sudden efficient just because it's the military. It's still run by a bureaucracy.
I think that just all you have to do is talk to anybody who has been in the military, and they will tell you that it is not efficient.
As Harry Brown used to like to say, the post office in fatigues. We continue. Annika, ladies first on Free Talk Live, listening to KGOE out in Eureka. Annika, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, my name is Annika, and I jotted down a couple of thoughts about Charlie Rangel's attempt to enslave Americans,
which is wrong.
And this is it. It says, it appears to me that we have only been blindly replaced, outsourced as Americans. Have been blindly replaced, outsourced. The housing crisis, all this seems to be some mathematical trigger. It's all coming to a head, I believe. And to get Americans so down and out that all they can turn to is the military seems to be the format of which is the ultimate outcome of all this.
You know, I think you're absolutely right in this because we were reporting for several years how the Army was dropping its standards as far as who they would take in. But over the last year, the Army's had great recruiting numbers. They're getting a higher level of recruit. And the fact is, it's because young men are having a difficult time finding jobs. So they'll take the incredibly bad pay that an enlisted person gets in the military. And, it's
risk
tough.
Of death.
Yeah.
And to oppose a draft on American people, I agree with the last caller that there are benefits to the military for the underprivileged, but isn't the underprivileged becoming the 95% of Americans?
Yeah, and if the government weren't stealing from people on a wholesale basis, then people would have a whole lot more, we'd have a lot less underprivileged people because they'd be able to keep the money that they earn and make their lives better without having some bureaucrat tell them what to do. Thank you, Annika. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. In fact, you, the listener, get to create the content for the website. Should you like, you can go and if you spot something you really enjoy online, maybe a video or a blog post or a news item, you take the URL, you put it in our show prep submission page, and then it pops up as an item on our website. Other listeners can then vote on that, whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page of the website. So again, thanks to all the great listeners out there that are users of our site, and they come out and they essentially create the content of the website. It's a really a great resource, not just for us, but also for liberty-oriented people to find news items and videos and such of interest. So head over to freetalklive.com and know this, that it is brought to you by the Free State Project. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you probably ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Pete Ayer is with us here in the studio tonight, a special guest host from LibertyOnTour.com. And you guys rode around the country for most of the year last, a good portion of the year last year on the Motorhome Diaries, and all of those videos and those archives are still available over at MotorhomeDiaries.com. You've repurposed MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, with new graphics for Liberty on Tour. You launched a new website at LibertyOnTour.com. But one of the things that you've been doing while you've been working on all these changes and getting ready to launch Liberty on Tour is you you've been here in New Hampshire, kind of traveling around, meeting up with people, experiencing the activism community here in New Hampshire. What has it been like for you so far? I mean, because before you'd come up, you'd visit the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you'd come up, you'd visit, you know, the Liberty Forum, you'd come up here and there.
Sure.
But this was really your first significant chunk of time spent in New Hampshire amongst the activists outside of one of the official events. So what has it been like for you?
It's been great. Adam and myself, my colleague with LibertyOnTour.com, we've been up here since May 30th. And like Ian said, we've just been able to get to know the people on the ground a lot better, really feel the community. I was actually surprised. Like, I felt like I knew a lot of the folks up here already. But, you know, every town I went to, there was always a lot of people that I've never met before. And just it just shows, like, you know, how many people are moving up here and all the different things that are going on. I was just we were able to run up to Grafton, which is an hour and a half north of here or so, and see what's going on up there. And it's a lot of activists. They're kind of doing the sustainable off the grid type stuff, building places. But, you know, so it's interesting to see what each town brings and what folks are getting together and working together on building and creating. So, you know, it's great.
And it's going to be great having you guys out traveling around the country. 13 cities, 13 weeks. Go learn more at libertyontour.com as we go back to your phone calls here. Oh, by the way, you can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, you need to be a part of the Free State Project and get your butt up here to New Hampshire. Bring your family and your friends along with you if they also value freedom. We continue here with your phone calls, and we go to Tom listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hi, listening in. I'm driving to Washington, D.C. right now.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. You know, I really like what you guys are saying. I'm actually moving from New Orleans, and it's a pretty conservative state, so we don't get a lot of talk radio like this. My only concern is right now you're on a Fox station, and I was wondering how you guys are being perceived by the right wing. You know, it kind of feels like you're kind of preaching to the choir. You know, I agree, a lot of your listeners agree, but on this Fox station, maybe you come after Glenn Beck, and they pick you up after Glenn Beck, or Hannity, or what, I don't know.
You're listening on the radio in Washington, D.C. to Free Talk Live?
No, I'm somewhere in Virginia. I'm lost, actually.
You must be near Charleston or something like that, because we're on 94.5 WVTS up there. Your question is, how are conservatives receiving Free Talk Live?
Well, I'm just feeling like you guys are pushing the argument further to the left. I think that maybe we need to recruit more from the right side. Not the right as in correct, but the right as in the conservative or the Republican side.
What makes you think that we're pushing it to the left? Can you explain that?
Well, I just feel like when you say things like, I think, you know, states should secede.
Well, wait a minute. Doesn't the left believe in big government?
When was the last time the left talked about secession?
Excuse me?
When was the last time the left talked about secession?
I'm talking about you guys on the radio.
Right, but you're not left. You said that we were something like left, and you know, we're pushing the conversation to the left, and in order to do that, we'd have to be somewhat leftist, and I don't feel like I am.
Well, right, and when we asked you for evidence of what was pushing the conversation to the left, you brought up secession, and that doesn't seem like a lefty issue. I mean, yeah, Vermont is pretty good on secession. That much is true. But
some of them.
But it's generally, secession is not a left nor a right issue. It's just
I'm for small government.
Right, no, you're right. I misunderstood what you said. I misspoke. You could say something like legalizing marijuana or ending the wars. I think that those are...
Well, the left is in favor of ending the
right.
wars, because they're
the conservatives... The way I feel about the conservative rhetoric out there is this is a bunch of lies. I was a Republican all through the 90s. It took the Bush administration a couple of years of the Bush administration to let me realize, oh, these people are lying to me. And I think that more and more Americans are waking up to this. The fact is, Republicans grow the government when they're in charge.
And so do the Democrats.
And so do the Democrats. But the Democrats don't lie about small government.
They won't
tell you that bull crap. So all I'm for is I'm for freedom and liberty on every issue every time, but I'm for shrinking the government. I'm for getting people more freedom, more liberty.
Right.
If Fox News or whatever conservative organization wants to stand in the way of that and stand for tyranny and large government, they can do that if they want. But they're going to have to tell their base, and they're going to have to come out, right? You know, they're going to have to pull us off the air and take, you know, a voice for small government off the
the air.
Tom, let me say this. I understand that it's your first time coming across Free Talk Live, and that's why you're confused, because when you hear Free Talk Live for the first time, you're hearing it on traditional talk radio. We do have a handful of progressive talk stations, but most of our stations are the kind of the traditional conservative Rush Limbaugh clone kind of conservative stations.
Bumper sticker Republicans.
Yeah, so it's understandable that when you hear a show like Free Talk Live, you're going to think that, well, this doesn't fit the mold of the conservative talk show, so they must be liberal. Or if you're a liberal and you hear us, you think we're like these ultra-right conservatives. So basically, if the conservatives hear Free Talk Live, they think we're liberals, and the liberals hear Free Talk Live, they think we're conservatives. So really what it takes is to listen for a long enough time to really start to understand that Free Talk Live is about liberty, every issue, every time. And that means ending the war on drugs. It also means total gun freedom. You know, for me, it means getting rid of the federal government and also abolishing all levels of coercion as well. So what I'd invite you to do is to go and visit when you get home or to work or wherever it is you're going, to go to freetalklive.com. That's our website. You can learn more about the show there and listen more. And I thank you for the call tonight, and drive safe out there.
Yeah, if I could just add, the way to think about it is not left versus right. I mean, we're talking like left and right. They both buy into the system, and they both, you know, legitimize use of the state. And we're talking about complete freedom versus authoritarianism. That's the paradigm.
That's the real choice. The left-right thing is a distraction from the real issue of human beings, how they should interact with one another, and whether or not it's appropriate to coerce people to get them to do what you want. And I say, no, it is not appropriate. And that is not a very humane way of interacting. And government is an inhumane, ancient, decrepit concept that is about damn time we finally move past. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Harry, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello, Harry.
Hey, I'm totally lost. I'm on vacation listening to you, and you know, you're advocating the abolition of the federal government. Are you proposing that we have 50 states with 50 different sets of stuff, and that each of them just act, or let's get rid of the state governments too? I mean,
Ideally, I would like to have no government whatsoever and have a true free world that we can have people interacting with one another on a consensual basis. But I'll take 50 state governments over one monolithic federal government. Yeah, I think monopolies are a bad thing.
Well, I mean, you're not going to. Who's going to defend the country? How are you ever going to have anything like the interstate highway system? I mean,
Costa Rica.
Oh, my God. There's no way. Look, I mean, how does Canada and the United States make their roads touch each other?
Yeah. Also, the Costa Rica has no military. There are other countries around the world that, you know, they don't need a huge military because they're not around killing people around the world.
Right. No other nation occupies 130 other nations.
But, we'll let you come back if you'd like here, Harry, in a moment at 800-259-9231, because he's incredulous. How could we survive without our masters in D.C. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Phone lines are loaded up. Not going to give you those numbers at this point. There's no point. But if you are on the line, do stay there. We'll do our best to get to you here in the remaining moments of the program. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Pete.
And Mark. And Mark. Pete is here, by the way, from LibertyOnTour.com. Liberty on Tour. Head on over there. Get it bookmarked. You're going to want to keep up to date with Pete and Adam and find out what they're doing along the road. And of course, we're going to have you guys call in. When things are interesting, you should definitely call Free
Talk
Live and give us a report from the road over at LibertyOnTour.com. They're getting ready to kick it off on Monday morning as they head down to New York City. What do you guys got planned? I mean, anything lined up quite yet?
Yeah, we're going to, Wednesday when we get down there, we're going to go do some Fiji outreach with Julian Heckler.
Fully Informed Jury Association.
That's
informing
right.
People of their right to say not guilty based on their feelings about the law.
That's right. Thursday, we may try to get together with some folks from ACT UP New York, which our friend Buzz, who was up at Pork Fest, informed me about, essentially a group of gay, lesbian, you know, organization that wasn't backing down to the government, to the cops who in New York were kind of bullying them around back in the 60s and 70s. So it's a group that uses civil disobedience and direct action. So I want to try to get together with them. We're going to try to do some media, do some man-on-the-street stuff. Just go out. Adam has an Uncle Sam outfit, so we can probably make some good interviews with that.
Oh, yeah. You guys have got some new video recording devices, and you're going to be putting up videos on your YouTube channel and, of course, blog posts as well. All will be available through LibertyOnTour.com. Let's get back to the phones and the fun. Art is with us. We're going to try him one more time in Florida. Art, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Pete, and Mark.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Art. What's on your mind tonight?
How you doing, man? You went through, like, so many different subjects since I originally got on the phone. That, so where do you want to start?
You pick one, because we don't have much more time than that. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll start with the draft. And I'm a Vietnam vet. I actually volunteered. But I'm against draft. I mean, totally, absolutely against draft. But I kind of waver a little bit, because I'm not against draft for war. I mean, I am against draft for war, but I'm not against draft for maybe some community service.
So you think that that people should be forced to work for the government?
No, not forced, but it should be an option.
Okay, well, then it's not a draft. If
they call that a job.
Right. If it's volunteering, there are lots of volunteer options out there, and I think that's great. If I want to go and serve the community in a various different ways, I can do that. I could go to the homeless shelter. I could go to the community kitchen here in town and various other different ways I could get involved in the community on a voluntary basis, and I fully support that. And Art, I thank you for the call tonight. We got to move on. We got to talk to some other folks here. By the way, it sounds like he's having a good time. We're going to continue here with Dwayne, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Hello, Dwayne. Dwayne, yeah. And Tally, you're on.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
We got you, Dwayne, go for it.
I'm thinking that in order to downsize our government, we need to start on the local levels. And to begin with, we need to cut the criminal justice system down to at least 10% of what it is now.
Sounds good.
Absolutely right. But let's say we do that. At one point, the criminal justice system was at 10% of what it is now. Once you establish and allow for it to be created, it's just going to grow. That's why these goods need to be provided through voluntary interactions on the market and not granted to a monopoly.
Right. The thing of it is, nobody would allow this right now because it's become an economic. Our whole country and each state is economically held up by the criminal justice system. Look at not only the people they employ, but they're consumers. Look at all the paper they go through. You know, I mean,
I'm
dead serious.
You're right.
These institutions, facilities, offices, everything they do, they're consumers, and it's an economic thing right now. If I had a pill or something that I could give everybody that you took this and you no longer did anything against the law, they wouldn't allow me to use it because it would ruin their economic.
Right, that's why they keep making new laws.
Yeah, that's why they need new laws so that you could have to break them and you don't even know them. So what are you doing to try to get these views? I mean, to me, I think the most effective thing you can do is to introduce these ideas to people and get them to think for yourself and then ideally stop funding these things. Stop allowing your money that you've earned to be stolen to keep people in cages.
Well, right now I'm listening to Freedom Radio and trying to talk to people that I know. If I had the money right now, I would move to New Hampshire with my whole family, children, grandchildren.
Start saving, my man. Start saving. And the first step to getting to New Hampshire is to commit to getting to New Hampshire. So if I had the money, you can remedy that. Go to freestateproject.org, sign up, join the Free State Project, pledge to make the move to New Hampshire, and then start working towards it. And I thank you for the call tonight. FreeStateProject.org, again, place to go. We made the move, Mark, almost 4 years ago now, and it has been an incredibly good decision. It has been an absolute blast. I've had more fun in these 4 years of my life than ever. It's been just awesome. We continue with your calls and go to Don, listening also in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Pete, and Mark.
Yeah, hi there. I would like to talk about freedom in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina,
mm-hmm.
when the government, i.e. police department, confiscated all the legal guns from the legal citizens in that
town.
Yes,
they did. Right.
And they left all the criminals with the guns.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened, the ultimate, I think it was about three years ago, or so, or the last couple of years, I'm not exactly sure of the date, the government says, okay, fellas, everybody can have their guns back. Well, they had stored them in a U-Haul truck, and they were all rusted, and
yeah.
they couldn't
oh,
be used.
No. I never heard this this story, Mark. You've heard this one?
Somebody had told it to me once, yeah, and I forgot to bring it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so they returned all the firearms.
Yeah.
Legal firearms to the legal citizens that were able to possess them, including sidearms and long arm.
Here you go, citizen. Rifle. Have yourself a hunk of rusted metal.
Yeah, and so the government of Louisiana, or i.e. police department, promised everybody that whoever gun was inoperable that they would refund their money. But this has been years now, and now. You know, now the legal citizens of New Orleans either can't buy another gun because they're hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars
mm-hmm.
to purchase one. So now they're without their
Brilliant.
their protection, and Excuse me.
No worries. I just want to say I appreciate the follow-up on that story, because we talked about it years ago when Katrina had happened. We discussed what the confiscations. We played back some of the video footage of the confiscations.
Yes, sir. Well, what happened was the last time somebody done that, his name was Adolf, and his last name, I'll leave it up to you.
I doubt it was the last time. I'm sure it's happened in a lot of other countries from other organized crime elements.
Right. President Calderon got in front of our Congress about a month or so ago and said the problem in Mexico, all the drug problems, he blames it on weapons that have come from the United States, particularly Texas. And so he's trying to push everything onto the legal people that can carry firearms.
Well, of course, the drug problem really comes from the fact that drugs are prohibited, and that's the reason why criminal gangs do dealings in them and that sort of thing. That's really where the drug problem comes from. But I thank you, and I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight here. And it was so sad what was happening down there after Hurricane Katrina. People literally handing over their guns to these men that were
confiscated. Right, with armed gangs running around, shooting randomly at people. Well, I mean, when would you need your gun more?
But, yeah, I think we should back up and ask, like, how was this even possible? Is because, you know, some folks are registering their guns with this organization, and then they're on a record. And then sure, they can say, hey, we're never going to come after you. We're never going to share this list. But you see what happens, and you see what happens throughout history. So, you know, I think all
they
the
might have just been going door to door, though, Pete. I think that there's certainly the possibility they had a list that they were checking off. But it's my understanding they were going door to door, literally searching through people's homes and asking them to turn over their firearms.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen some of the videos. I didn't know it was door to door.
It was bad. It was really bad. And there's that one video where they attack the old woman in her kitchen.
Right.
All right, so we're going to continue. Andrew is on with final thoughts for us here tonight, calling from New Hampshire. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Pete, and Mark.
Greetings, guys. I know I'm short on time, but I wanted to talk about the less known portions of the Arizona immigration bill.
Okay.
Basically, I read through the entire thing, and, it's pretty tough to do, but...
sorry about that. Yeah.
Masochist.
Well, I enjoy reading law, so I guess I get what I deserve. But, I was looking at it, and it really doesn't change anything in terms of immigration enforcement, other than it just gives more expanded police powers to the Arizona police to, inflict on those people that they don't like. For example, if, someone, is walking down the street and the cop, for whatever reason, has a reason to stop them, then they can detain them. If the person doesn't have their papers on them and the cop thinks that they're illegal, they can arrest them, if they have probable cause for something else. And then they don't have to release the person until they confirm their immigration status.
So they could be held indefinitely.
Under that law, yeah. And, I'm sure that they're going to, work really hard to make sure they do a bang-up job.
Andrew, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Remember, libertyontour.com. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked-out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.